You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
All right, let us say hello to the former two-time UFC strawweight champion, Thug Rose Namajunas. Not only is she one of the best 115-pounders on planet Earth, but she continues, apparently, to tap into her adventurous spirit, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Rose, it's great to see you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Taking care of lots of business outside of, you know, fighting, just so everything's a little busy and all over the place, but it's, I'm truly blessed and just grateful to just be living my life and take a little bit of time just to not worry about somebody punching me in the face.
There you go. Well, thank you for doing this. And I want to thank the fine folks involved with Polaris RZR for helping to put this all together, which is where we can start, because I was made aware of this new partnership several weeks ago where the concept of this was to put you in the passenger seat of one of these off-road vehicles and let you experience the fun and the craziness of what it has to offer. So how did this come together for you? What did you think of it when this opportunity was sent in your direction?
Well, my manager, Brian, kind of just threw it at me. The opportunity came to the, you know, on my table, and I was just instantly like, yes. It's funny because he originally thought like maybe I wasn't going to be into something like that, but and he probably was right off of first impression. But because I'm more into, like, obviously fighting for me is as much of adrenaline rush as I need. I think outside of the fighting, I'm more, you know, try to just do things to calm myself a little bit. But recently a teammate of mine and my coaches, or a coach and a teammate of mine as well, they both ended up getting into these type of vehicles. And so I kind of been like, not peer pressure, but sort of tempted into getting one of these, or at least just like trying it out. And so, it was kind of like the perfect timing for everything, because I had just been like looking at them and thinking about them, and then bam, it just, the opportunity fell in my lap. And so I did not hesitate to take the opportunity.
So when I first heard about this, you teaming up with Razor, I was told that the goal of this was literally to scare you. It was to scare the heck out of you. And I know, as someone who goes into a cage and fights other human beings, it might take a lot to do that. But was that accomplished here? Was scared the right word, or how would you describe it?
I would say, I guess it depends. You know, there's different kinds of scary, and I would say it was the healthy level of scariness. You know, I obviously, like, I felt pretty safe because I had the professional drive in, and he was, you know, super amazing and super kind and just made me feel very safe. I think it would be a little bit scarier if I had to take the wheel and if I was, you know, jumping the jumps, or maybe if we did a backflip or something. So I was definitely like scared, but like having fun. I just screamed the whole time. It was amazing.
how long was the ride for? How long did you get to stay on there for?
So I felt like we were like driving for kind of on and off for like an hour, because we were filming, so like sometimes we had to like redo some things. But I think we went the course, like the first shot, to just get my initial reaction. I believe we went around like maybe 3 or 4 times, and so it was probably like a good solid 20 minutes of me just screaming. And my voice was pretty gone after that.
Well, there you go. Hopefully we get to see some video of this. That'd be amazing. I know you're doing all these other things, so I'm curious, because we last saw you compete in May, UFC 274 came up short on the scorecards. Carlos Esparza wins the title. And I know you were on my colleague Ariel Helwani's show talking about it with Pat. And, you know, there's a lot of reaction to that interview, but, you know, outside of your off-road adventures, what has life been like since the fight with Carla, and just doing stuff behind the scenes, you know, not really fighting related? What have you been up to?
Yeah, I've been very busy. And it's been pretty awesome. I wouldn't necessarily like, I've been kind of like, I've gotten some like sort of other opportunities that just things that I didn't have time for, family, even just like the boring stuff like taxes and all that stuff. I'm just trying to like get rid of, or I should say catching up on the things that I've like, you forget about when you're just like thinking about accomplishing things, being successful, kind of like the fighter lifestyle that's very selfish and you kind of need to just put everything else on hold. So I've been catching up on family time. Maybe just like investing my money into some things. And then also I'm working on some different, I guess, side gigs and things like that. And I'm getting ready for a photo shoot also coming up this weekend, but I won't say who it is or what it's going to be. Cause it's just going to be something to look forward to. I'm crossing my fingers that it goes through because it's going to be it's a very big ordeal. In my opinion, it's like kind of a childhood dream of mine. And so, yeah, I'm very excited about just I think things are brewing. Also, I've been very busy in my garden. That's been very busy. Luckily, we've been getting rain here in Colorado. Usually that's like non-existent. So I haven't been like too tied down to the garden as much because nature sort of taking care of things for me. But I also went on like a mini little vacation. I went to, shout out to Umpacabre's farm. It's a cattle farm. They do like grass grazing, all organic cow meat and stuff like that. And I've been trying to go out there for like years now, but every time I'm just like in a training camp and I can't go out there. And so we rode some horses. We ended up hanging out. So it's a lot of different things.
So you're obviously very busy. So like on a scale of 1 to 10, what are we like, how far are you looking ahead in terms of your fighting future? Like, are we at a 5? Like, where are we looking as far as that goes?
So I made a decision to take off the sun, like win or lose going into the last fight. I knew I was going to take some time off. I knew I was going to at least take the summer off. And then once we're getting close to the fall, I would say around like September, I'll know exactly what I'm doing. I have been training a little bit, like, but not like super consistent. I even had this like little shoulder, like kind of issue that I've sort of been trying to rehab and stuff. But, and then there was this girl, Isis, who just, won her Invicta fight recently. She came in town. And so I got to train with her. So like just little stuff. I'm like trying to stay active without like totally just being on the couch completely. But, the thing that I do know for a fact, I don't know when exactly I might fight again, but I do know that I want to do a grappling match of some sort. I want to really, rack up some experience in that department. And I'm also, once I get sort of my other things in order, just like life stuff, I think I will be lifting lots of weights and trying to just maybe put on like a little more muscle and just kind of see what happens from there.
Okay. So we're gonna put on a little muscle. Does that mean like you just want to be a straw weight with a little more like muscle to you? Or are we thinking about maybe bouncing around a little bit? Like maybe you'll enjoy lifting weights and you'll like it a lot. And maybe you'll be a flyweight. Like what are we thinking on that aspect?
I don't know. You do the math.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You can. I don't know. I honestly really don't know because like I said, I think just one step at a time. And like, I haven't even, they kind of, the UFC has given me some offers for things and I'm just like, I just need the time to the summer just to like, not think about fighting at all. And then I'll, in the fall, I'll kind of do like lay out everything and see what makes sense. But definitely like, I'm really interested in grappling, in the near future. And so, whoever is out there that can, that I can sort of challenge and I want to get good at foot locks. I want to get, cause obviously like in the grappling world, that's like become huge and stuff. And it's sort of come full circle again to where like people now know how to defend them. And so now it's like kind of a more complete game again. So I kind of want to dive deep into, the grappling world and then from there, work my way back in.
I like it. A lot has actually happened at 115 since that fight, because we saw Zhang beat Joanna and then Joanna retired from the sport. And I know the rivalry you had with her, like that first fight you two had, the stare down at ceremonial weigh-ins, the performance you had becoming a UFC champion for the first time. Then you ran it back during one of the craziest fight weeks in UFC history. When you found out that she was calling it a career, how did you react to that? And what are those two fights, the builds to those two fights? What does that mean to you when you look back at your career?
You know, honestly, like, I was very happy that she did call it quits. Well, not quits, I shouldn't say it, but just was like, hey, this is good, because I felt like she had already accomplished so much. She could have even called it, you know, and before that, but I know she's such a warrior that she just loves fighting. And so, so it's whatever. I think, whatever makes her happy, I'm happy to see that. I've always been grateful for what she's done for the sport, what she's done for my career, as far as like, you know, elevating me and then also pushing me, because like she was kind of the standard as far as what I had been chasing for many years. So there's definitely lots of gratitude towards her, and obviously we've had our rivalry, and there's been times where, you know, obviously all I want to do is punch her in the face. And then it's like, you know, now to see her kind of to see everything full circle, I'm very happy for her. I want only the best for her, and for her to be, just kind of happy in life and with her. And just, I hope that she knows that, you know, and I know she knows that her career was amazing and everybody and inspired many people.
Couple more things and I'll let you go. Thank you. I really appreciate the time, but it seems like after that win for Zhang, it looks like it's going to be her and Carla fighting for the title. And you've spent you actually spent over an hour in the octagon combined with both of those two women. So I'm curious, like, how you would break that fight down from sort of an analytical perspective. Like, how do you see that one playing out?
I think I haven't really given it much thought, but my feelings are that Weili will not really have much problems in that fight. I think she'll Carla is very interesting because she's very unassuming and things like that. And obviously I think our fight was sort of an anomaly, the last one, because like we both had some concerns about not messing up our faces and getting bloody and stuff like that. But I don't know if she'll necessarily have that concern going into to a fight with Weili, but I do feel like Whaley's just on a different level, skill wise and all that stuff. As long as she doesn't get like cocky or anything like that, I think she should become the new champion.
And then last thing, I know you're focusing on what you're focusing on. So you're taking the summer off. Maybe in the fall we'll start thinking about what we're going to do. We're going to be lifting the weights and putting on some muscle and things like that. In terms of your career, because you seem very free right now. You seem very happy with everything that's going on. It seems like a lot of this is, you know, just to challenge yourself. You want to challenge yourself with grappling. It seems like even at this point in your career, like you just want like things that will challenge you and get you excited. So before you sort of turn the chapter in that part of your life, like what is the biggest challenge that you could face in the UFC or in MMA? Like what do you think sort of stands out to you? Like, I could call it a career if I have this fight or do have this moment. What do you think if you could reflect on that?
I don't know. I would have to give it some thought, you know, because I did accomplish, like, you know, I already became the champion, defended it, lost it, got it back. So I'm already like, you know, Hall of Fame, like that's already, you know, in the books, the history is already written. So that's going to take some time to reveal itself, you know, what could challenge me. I don't know. I'll have to come back to you on that one.
Well, there you go. Maybe you and Valentina someday, would that be something? I mean, I know you're not thinking about that right now, but would that be something that might interest you?
You know, so I love Valentina. In my opinion, like it's weird because, I always forget like that Amanda Nunes is like the women's GOAT of all female MMA. But like Valentina's, like, if she just keeps doing what she's doing, she's really you could argue, make that case as well. And so, gosh, like, in order for me, and I also, I do have, like, I consider myself to be Valentina's friend. Like, we trained a lot together. So that would be something that, like, it would have to be, we'd have to be set up for not for life, but like, it would have to be for a very good reason for right. me to want to just like, to want to even try to, I don't know, like to even step to her. Plus she is amazing in all ways. And, I have felt what she feels like in practice. I know a fight is a totally different thing. So, you know, that would be hard for me to say, like, obviously as a martial artist, like that would be, I don't know how to say it. Like that would definitely be very interesting. But I guess in theory, you know, so yeah, I don't know yet.
It'd have to be very lucrative, right?
Yes. Because like, I love Valentina. I think she's, I consider her to be my friend. And so, so like that is something that I never really had a problem with, being cordial and things like that with people that I was going to fight and everything like that. And even I've maintained friendships with people that I fought, maybe not for very long, but for the most part, like I never had the issue of like fighting a teammate or anything like that. To me, it's like, but when it comes to, but now I think I've started to think a little bit differently, about fighting at this point in my life. And so that would be kind of difficult, like emotions and things like that. But, I just feel like I'm a different person now. Like, so yeah, I would have to think about it, but I mean, definitely like she is as a pure martial artist, like skill wise, like that would be every, like, in order, you have to be at the top of your game in order to even step to her. So that would be very motivating just to make sure that I'm, you know, as good as, like, to be my highest potential, you know, at all possible.
Well, I appreciate you talking about this, because I know there's like a million other things you'd rather be talking about. You're taking the summer off from this crazy world of MMA. You're taking a little bit of, you're training a little bit, but thank you so much for the time. I'm glad we're able to do this. Glad you enjoyed your ride on the Polaris Razor. And from what I understand, when the video will be released on the Polaris ORV YouTube channel. So we get to see you lose your voice screaming with the thrill of riding on one of those off-road vehicles. So enjoy the rest of your summer, Rose. Enjoy the time in the garden and everything else you got going on, and all the best to you. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.